Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil and I am at the Colorado Potters Guild at 1541 South Pearl Street, and they will be having their Colorado Potters Fall Show and Sale Thursday, November 1st, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, September 3rd at the First Plymouth Congregational Church at 3501 South Colorado Boulevard, basically a Colorado Boulevard in Hampton. And I am speaking with Carolyn Liev. So how many years have you all been doing the Potter Show?
30 years, approximately. The Potters don't have to be in it, and anybody who chooses to be in, we organize the show, and they get to sell, and it's their sales. The Guild doesn't sell anything.
Okay, and what exactly is the Potters Guild?
The Potters Guild is a group of potters. It's a co-op, and we came together and pooled our money so that we could rent this space and ultimately buy it and have those kilns that we have in the back, which are pretty expensive. And you can't have something like that in a rental space because you get thrown out, or landlords really don't like things that go to 2,300 degrees, and certainly not three of them.
Okay, yeah, because I was back there and I took some sound and I'm like, oh my gosh, you could just feel the heat. So I think you were saying it was at that point it was at 2,100. So what's the highest that it gets to?
We usually fire to 2,340 maybe, and that's cone 10, and it's high fire stoneware and porcelain pottery.
What does that kiln back there do, or those kilns back there?
The three big ones that you saw and the two that are heated go to 2,300, maybe even 2,400 degrees, and that's considered high fire pottery. And we fire, most of our work is fired to that.
What does the kiln do?
We put in pots that have been fired once, low fired once, just because of ease of glazing and finishing. But we get stoneware that's high fire, it's oven proof. You can't cook on the top of the stove, but it's the hardest that you would be able to get. And so dinnerware is really serviceable out of that kiln. The one in the yard is a vapor kiln, which means part of the glaze is liquid and we spray it in at 2,300. Kind of pyrotechnic and a little bit dangerous, but it's an ancient way of making pottery and an ancient way of glazing.
From start to finish, how long does it take to produce, maybe let's say, one of those teapots up there?
You first get a chunk of that clay in a bag, and you'd use one of these wheels maybe to throw a body, and you'd have to let that dry or stiffen up some. And then a teapot is an item that you put the pieces together. And so you would come back to it. You'd throw, you'd come back to it maybe the next day to put it together. Then it would need a couple of days to dry, and then we would fire it low fire so that it's hard enough to put glaze on and to be handled. Because when it's first dried, handling it means you might say goodbye to it. It'll drop or bump and crumble.
So it really is basic, more like a time-intensive process.
Oh, yes, and a lot of processes. Some people do different things than that with their work. You know, all of the potters don't do the same kind of work. Well, for instance, Sarah does a lot. Most of your work is vapor, and she does that long process I just described. We have other people who do low-fire stuff. We have some jewelry makers, and they make tiny little things, and they fire them one time in a kiln, and they're ready.
Wow, okay, so for this show here, how many artists are going to be, or how many potters will be represented?
We'll have 37 and maybe two others. Yeah, so 39, and people will bring a lot of pottery. They can bring as much as 90 pots, and some people don't bring 90 pots because they don't work hard enough to have 90 pots, me. But a real variety of ware, and each one of them, I think I can look at it and see that it's Sarah's, it's Wendy's, it's Ortrud's, and the public might not, but it'll be a wide variety of ware.
Okay, great. So you can pretty much recognize and tell whose is whose sometimes?
Yeah, but you have to know, but for the public, it's like 39 different artists are making things that are for sale.
Great. Okay. And what are the hours for the...
The opening is at 4 o'clock, and it's 4 to 8. We have a reception at the opening, and people who follow us love to come on the opening night because things go away that you might want on the opening night. And then on Friday and Saturday, it's all day. Friday, it's 9 to 8, and Saturday, it's 9 to 5. And we don't serve punch and cookies on Friday and Saturday. So if you want the reception party atmosphere, you have to come on the opening night.
So it's going to start Thursday, November 1st at 4 p.m., but why is there like a launch party or a reception to beginning?
Well, it's an opening night, and it's like first Fridays in a gallery, and it's celebratory. This is really hard, and it's been a long month. Those two are firing, two fired yesterday. People have been working hard, and so it's at the end of that hard work, and we come together and celebrate it.
So all the potters will be there then on that night?
Every potter that'll have a pot in the show will be at the opening.
Best of luck, Carolyn, and I hope you and the ladies do a great job. So it's going to be Thursday, November 1st, 4 p.m. What time does the reception start at 4 as well?
Yes.
Okay. And that's going to be, once again, that's going to be at the First Plymouth Congregational Church, 3501 South Colorado Boulevard, and it's at the corner of Colorado and Hampton. And telephone number, can people call here if they have any other questions, or is our website address?
303-733-3003.
And then is there a website address? Or
ColoradoPotters, one word, .org.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much.